Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's weird. There was supposed to be some startup audio, but since there wasn't, and we had that weird technical error, let's get straight into our review. And just in case you didn't know, you're tuned in to the final season of Big Stats Idol Hour. Yes, I know we had the comeback season of American Idol, and we have the final season of Big Stats Idol Hour. I know, sad tears. But don't worry, just like the phoenix from the ashes, something new will arise, and that will be revealed on the Idol Comp, on our third compilation album in the trilogy. Like I said, let's get straight to the review of this premiere, this season 16 premiere. So first we had Katie Turner, age 17, from Langwin, Pennsylvania, a quirky girl who writes her own song. I'm going to keep this review short for this girl. She sang an original, and she got three S's. Next, we had Ron Unantzis. Yeah, I hate long names. I feel like I'm always going to butcher them. Anyways, he's from the Congo, a refugee. He immigrated to New York City. His father was abusive, but he is a loving father. But he is a loving father himself to a baby boy. He's saying Let It Go by James Bay. Luke was the only one to give a yes, but the other judges could not get over how much he sounded like the artist. Luke says he should have fought harder for him. They brought him back into the room where it was revealed Lionel Richie changed his vote, meaning now he could advance to Hollywood. Next, we have Maddie Pope, who I'm assuming is the pronunciation for her name because they segued straight into her audition. She's a 19-year-old college student from Clarksville, Illinois, and she sang Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog from the Muppets. She also played guitar. She got three yeses and did the classic psych out when she left the room. Next, we have Kobe, like the beef. She went to school, college, and has been singing her whole life and claims to be the best musical theater actress in Colorado. She sings an original song called Never Stops. I think she's a little over the top personally when listening to it, and apparently so do the judges. Katie's initial response is yes. Not yes as in yes, you go to Hollywood, but yes, the devil never stops coming for you. Katy Perry herself gives her a no, and the other judges explain why they have to give her a no as well. back in the day, Randy Jackson called me delusional when I was on American Idol. But clearly this girl has taken it to new levels. Please tell me I never was as bad as that girl. Had to add in the laughter. Alright, then we have Harper Grace, a 16-year-old from Texas. She was noticed for singing the national anthem on July 30th, 2012, and Robin Roberts even called her performance of the national anthem the worst rendition that ever went viral. She has a dream board, and one of the things on her dream board was trying out for American Idol. She brought it with her. She also sang an original song. Katie said, "Your song was well written." They asked her for a secondary song, so she sings Young, Dumb, and Broke. She got 3 yeses. Also, she played the guitar too. It was a trend that a lot of the artists did, actually. So, like I said, she got 3 S's and feels that this could redeem her from her national anthem debacle. Next, we have Layla Springs, age 16, who comes in with her little sister, Dixie, age 7, from Kentucky. They gave her little sister a golden ticket after they performed a song together, which is valid for her little sister in 2026. She sings, but our 16-year-old here sings Loving You. Sings Loving You by the Jackson 5. They give her a cliffhanger to contemplate on the answer, where they go to commercial. The classic cliffhanger commercial thing American Idol has done for so many years. Which, usually when they do a cliffhanger, is a yes, but occasionally is a no. And to wrap it up, they say they stronger singers out there, but they still gave her 3 yes. Next, we have a segment of people who have a crush on Katie. People who have a crush on Katy Perry. And quite honestly, who could blame them? She's the sexy judge. She's hot. In walks in next, Benjamin Glaze. Benjamin's a cashier and has never been kissed. Well, at least he had never been kissed prior to his audition. But Katy Perry gives him his first kiss. Thank God. And afterwards, he asks for some water. And all I gotta say from personal experience is, thank God when he asked for water, he didn't say that he needed the water to lubricate up his vocal cords. Because, I made that mistake. LOL. He sang Levels by Nick Jonas, and he continued the trend of people coming in with a guitar. He is 19, but got three no's, but was asked to come back when he was 21. Next, we see Lionel Richie talking about getting his star on the Walk of Fame, and so does Ryan Seacrest. They do a throw back and forth between a rocker, Nico Bones, and a farm boy, Noah Davis, in the next segment. Nico Bones saying, let me wrap up Nico Bones real quick. Nico Bones got three no's, but still the judges loved him, but he got three no's for the show. Noah Davis, on the other hand, was the lovable farm boy who, if he wins, would buy an alpaca. He sings Stay by Rihanna and is a nursing student. And he is the first person to play another instrument other than the guitar. He plays piano. The judges get up and hug him, and they present him with a golden ticket. They do a segment next with American Idol bus, with the American Idol bus, and they came to Disney World, and the person to turn up was has a unique nickname, which is also the name of a pasta sauce. Ragu. Ragu's dad is her best friend, and she's a sophomore in high school. She sang Ariana Grande's Almost Is Never Enough. Katie predicts that Ragu will be in the top 12. And they advance her to Hollywood. So, good luck, Ragu. Alright, next we have Sardo Milano. He watched a lot of Jackson 5 and Freddie Mercury from Queen. And when he walked in, he asked to check his pitch. And in the olden days, they probably would have tried to twist and pervert that, just like they did for my water incident, where they turned it into something about lubricant. The judges struggle to find comments for this guy, and then we see him struggling at the door. So struggling was a constant theme for Sador. And when he gets out, we find out it was a no for him. Sad day for Sador. Poor, poor Sador. Then I found it interesting that my old nemesis, Randy Jackson, was doing a commercial for Geico Dog Show. And I've seen the commercial a few times, but the fact that it was connected with American Idol, I felt was worthy of reporting about it. After commercial, we had Zach DeFaniero. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right, but I'm probably not. This guy is sock obsessed. He's the kind of quirky nerd type. He's a quirky nerd type, and he's 16 years old, a high school student, who has a different singing voice than his speaking voice. He sings Frank Sinatra's The Way You Look Tonight. Katy Perry dances with him as he sings, and he's sent to Hollywood. Then we see a promo on American Idol with Mandisa, who promotes AmericanIdolIcons.com. But the next auditioner is Grace Rocker. When they return from commercials, she's the next auditioner. She's 15 years old, is a hostess, and she auditions. Sadly, they say no to her, but the judges encourage her to come back next year, which means it's kind of like on The Voice when they say no, come back next year, meaning, which translates into pick a better song and you probably would advance, but we didn't get a good example of you. That's what that sort of thing translates into usually. They then do a montage of no's. Next we see Dennis Lorenzo, a 26-year-old from Philadelphia. His dad was murdered when he was 5, and his grandparents bought him a guitar. They moved to Los Angeles, or I should say he moved to Los Angeles. He was homeless for a while, but now lives with his girlfriend and mother to his newborn baby girl. He sings Unaware by Alan Stone, and he's awarded with a golden ticket. So that's the end of my reviews. I'll be back tomorrow to do part 2 of this. And remember, at Big Sat's Idle Hour, we do care, and we want you to give back. So go to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Click on that beautiful yellow donate button. We're starting a foundation, the Big Sat's Cares Foundation, to benefit special needs children through music education. And we do believe that children are the future. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Flippy flop. Peace out. Adios. And see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.